Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know that you have a choice on where you can listen. Welcome to those of you that are watching us on TECN TV. Great to be with you again today. And thanks for making us one of the top programs there on TECN TV. Nearly 50,000 people watching us right now just on TECN TV alone. So great to be with you. All right. Hey, folks. Very excited to have my next guest with us. So they're trying to tell us, of course, we know, you know, let's see, we'll reduce the number of police. We will not prosecute. We will bring illegal criminals across the border and spread them out all over the country. We will tell criminals, again, you know, hey, don't worry about it. We're not going to do anything. We don't care if you rape or kill or whatever you do. Folks, this is a recipe for a problem, and then the media wants to tell us that the problem is guns. John Lott Jr. joins me now, and want to encourage you to get to crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. All your statistics are there. The great data is there. John's been doing this for a long time, served our country under President Trump as well. And John, welcome. Good to have you back.
It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, golly, I mean, there's a lot for us to talk about. There's the gun issue that I just kind of previewed. There's the January 6th issue that I know that you've been following very closely. And then there's the election issue that I know you've been following very closely. We're going to try as best as we can in the next roughly 14, 15 minutes to get each piece of that in and get your expertise on it. Let's begin with the gun situation and the violence. We had another shooting down here where I am in Texas, and immediately you had the progressives coming up and saying, see, you know, Texas, mass shootings are... Can you unpack their version of a mass shooting versus the truth, and then perhaps kind of share with us, you know, again, just unravel some of the lies that are going around?
Right. Well, I mean, their definition of a mass shooting is four or more people, including the including the perpetrator, being shot. And the vast majority of those are gang-related type shootings, over, you know, fights over drug turf and stuff. Is that something we should be concerned about? Yeah, sure. It'd be great if it would. But people often get those confused with the types of mass public shootings. They get the news, you know, a mass public shooting at a school or a movie theater or a mall or something like that. And, you know, the causes and solutions to those types of mass public shootings are very, very different than having two gangs fight against each other over drug turf. And almost never mentioned in the media that these are drug gang type fights over drug turf. As you say, it's, you don't need rocket science to go and figure out why violent crime has increased over the last year. You've had many places across the country that have released half or more of the inmates that they've had, many of them violent criminals. You've had police being ordered to stand down or having their budgets being cut in New York City. The police budget was cut by $1 billion. And you have prosecutors in many urban areas, George Soros-type prosecutors who are refusing to prosecute even violent criminals from Boston and Philadelphia to Chicago to St. Louis and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Portland and Seattle. I mean, just a week ago in Chicago, you had two drug gangs fighting against each other, caught on camera. In fact, even the police had witnessed part of the exchange and gunfire. One of the gang members was killed. Others were seriously wounded. And yet the prosecutor, the district attorney for the county, of Cook County, refused to prosecute any of them. You know, the police were outraged. I mean, I don't know how much, even Mayor Lightfoot, who's a very left-wing Democrat, who normally can't say anything nice about the police. Even she was shocked in saying that, look, if you're not going to prosecute these people who are engaged in a gun battle in, you know, broad daylight, and we catch it on a camera, and have other witnesses there, you know, what more evidence can you have?
Well, John, doesn't this also speak to, because remember under Obama, they changed school policies, right? And they were saying, oh, well, we're going to make everything predicated on, you know, certain quotas and so on and so forth. And so you had children coming up through high school who would act out. You had violence against teachers. We're back to that again. We're not getting much of that in the news. They've covered that up really well this time. But you had, you know, teachers that were attacked, teachers that were assaulted. You had violence going on in schools. And so you have young people who have come up with the idea that there are no consequences for this kind of behavior. And all this does is take it to the next level now when they're out of school, when they're young adolescent adults, well, not even adults yet, but, you know, 19 to 25, and they have no sense of consequences for bad behavior.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sure that has something to do with it, but you know, it's not that difficult of a concept for criminals to understand, even if you just have a temporary change in the rules.
Sure.
People respond. Just look at the huge influx of illegal aliens that we have across the Mexico border. You know, it wasn't, you know, Trump didn't have to have lax immigration rules for them to come now. Trump obviously had stopped the flow of illegal aliens. But as soon as Biden and Kamala Harris opened it up so that, you know, anybody who came in was essentially allowed to stay with the promise of getting citizenship eventually.
Yeah.
You know, you had a huge, massive flood of people crossing the border. I mean, just in the first half of the year, we had something over a million people come. This month, they're talking about maybe 400,000 people crossing. So people react very quickly to these changes in rules.
And it changes the economics. Walgreens is closing another 5 stores in San Francisco as of the 8th of November, permanently. Right. Permanently closing 5 more stores because of these organized retail theft rings that are able to go in there and steal up to $950 of merchandise with no consequences.
Right. I mean, look, if you make it so that there's no risk to criminals committing crime, they're going to commit a lot more crime. And, these guys are not that stupid that they don't understand that now they get free stuff out of Walgreens. They just take garbage bags and just pile them up with stuff. And you can't run a business like that. And people in San Francisco, people in California, are going to face real problems in the long run because of that.
Well, when you teach people that they have a right to it as well, because that's the other side to this with things like CRT in the schools, and it becomes a racial issue, and so certain individuals are being told that they have been oppressed, and so that those that own these stores, those that have whatever, anything, no matter what it is, you got a car, hey, you know what, you shouldn't have that car if you're a certain complexion of skin, you shouldn't have that car, and you got that car because you're an oppressor, and so somebody else that's been taught now that they should take that car from you because they're the oppressed, and there shouldn't be any consequences for it. These are dangerous things, and then when you put guns in the hands, and the gun isn't the problem, John, it's the policy.
Right. Well, look, when I'm asked what do you do about gun violence, there are a couple points I make. One is, 92% of violent crime doesn't have anything to do with guns, not involving guns in any way. And what you do to stop gun crime, the same thing you do to stop violent crime generally. You make it risky and costly for the criminal to go and commit that type of crime. You have higher arrest rates, higher conviction rates, longer prison sentences, the death penalty when applicable. Those types of things explain well more than 50% of the variation in violent crime rates over time. The reason why violent crime rates fell during the 1990s was because you had higher arrest rates, higher conviction rates, longer prison sentences. A lot of left-wing people want to go and say, well, it's because we've had this big increase in gun sales over the last year. And, the opposite's true. It's because law enforcement hasn't been allowed to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
The people have realized that they have to go and depend upon themselves. And, the Crime Prevention Research Center, we just came out with a report recently on concealed handgun permits. During most of last year, relatively few concealed handgun permits were given out because in about 20 states that the Democrats control, they shut the process down. So there are very, very few permits that were given out. But this year, there's been an explosion in the number of permits. You've had over 2 million new additional people with concealed handgun permits. That's the largest increase we've ever had in the number of concealed handgun permits. And that's despite the fact that 21 states, including Texas, where you live, no longer require that you have to have a permit to be able to go and carry. And so, it's been over a 10% increase this last year. And the thing is, it's particularly the most vulnerable people in our society who've gotten permits. But you've had the rate of permits for women has been increasing at twice the rate that it has for men. And similarly for blacks and Asians have been also increasing at about twice the rate for whites. So, you know, that's great because if my research convinces me of anything, it's the people who are most likely victims of violent crime, particularly poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas, who are the ones who benefit the most from having a gun for protection when the police can't be there. And the same thing for people who are relatively weaker physically, women and the elderly. You know, I was just reading a news story this morning about a man who was attacked in his home. He was a disabled individual in a wheelchair. He was attacked by a man carrying two large knives, and he was able to use his gun to stop the attack. You know, presumably the individual would have been killed by the robber there if he hadn't had his gun for protection.
Arming good people, right, John? Arming good people is in part what's going to prevent. You know, there's an article that is out by Raymond Wolf stating U.S. had the highest murder increase in modern history amid police defunding and BLM riots last year. And the interesting thing in the data that comes out of this is that it's the places where the police budgets were slashed, like Portland, as an example, where shootings climbed by 173%, murders rose by 255%. You eliminate law enforcement and you curtail individual citizenry from being able to protect and defend themselves, and then they wonder why the criminals are getting away with killing people. Gee, I don't know. The logic doesn't make any sense, does it, John?
I mean, it's very simple. Again, you could make it so it's not risky for criminals to go and commit crime. They're going to do so. Anybody who's had kids knows how it works.
Sure. Well, and if you've had employees, look, if you're an employer and you've had employees, I said this last week on the program, the employee handbook is not for the good employees. Okay, the employee handbook and the rules are for the guys that you hire that you thought were going to, you know, come along with you that are breaking the rules. Those are the guys that all the rules are set up for. All right, we'll be back with more with John Law Jr. coming up right after this. We've got election issues that we need to talk about. And what about January 6th? What about the claims? It's insurrection. And what about the targeting of God-fearing Americans?
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone.
Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice and where you can listen. My guest is John Lott Jr. CrimeResearch.org is the website. Be sure and get over there, CrimeResearch.org. And we'll get to January 6th and we'll get to the election, I hope. But, John, you were mentioning something about the new study that y'all have done and how it really, you know, pulls back the curtain on concealed carry, who gets concealed carry, and really it exposes how in these liberal states they are very much discriminating on who is entitled to, I guess, defend themselves. Talk to us about that, if you would, sir.
Sure. Well, I mean, on November 3rd, the Supreme Court is going to be hearing a case from New York with regard to the concealed carry laws. There are 8 states, including New York, which require that you have to go and give, quote unquote, a good reason to some public official for justifying that you should be able to go and defend yourself outside your home. And when you look at those 8 states, they very rarely give people permission. The average permit rate in those states is about 1%. If you compare it to concealed right to carry states, the other 42 states, it's almost 11%. That's a huge difference there. But one of the other big differences is just who they give the permit to. We got a hold of a list of all the 318 concealed handgun permit holders in Los Angeles County, a county with almost 8 million adults there. And what you find is that only about 7% of the permit holders there are women, you know, in the other right to carry states. So the difference is, in the right to carry states, if you meet the criteria, you know, you're a law-abiding individual, you know, you pay your fee, you're a certain age, you do the training if necessary, it's your choice whether to get a permit. In those states, about 30% of permit holders are women. In Los Angeles County, where the Democrats decide if you have a good reason, they've only given it out. Only 7% of the permit holders are women. Only 5% are black. So, you know, Democrats claim that they care about minorities, about vulnerable people. And yet, the only people that they give permits to are wealthy, very...
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.